China says it will permit no foreign interference in Taiwan. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin made the comment Friday in answer to a reporter's question during the ministry's usual press briefing in Beijing. China considers Taiwan a Chinese province. A day earlier, U.S. President Joe Biden said the United States would defend Taiwan if it were attacked. Wang said there should be no expectation for China to compromise on issues related to its sovereignty, territory, and other interests. China's government has been increasing its military activities around the island, which it considers a rebel territory. China has said it plans to one day reclaim the territory and would use force if necessary. On Thursday, Biden said the U.S. did not want a new Cold War. But he expressed concern that China might take part in activities that will put them in a position where they may make a serious mistake. "I just want to make China understand that we are not going to step back. We are not going to change any of our views," Biden said. When asked whether the U.S. would come to Taiwan's defense if it were attacked, he answered, "Yes, we have a commitment to do that." In his comments Friday, Wang said the U.S. should be cautious with its words and actions on the Taiwan issue. He added that any wrong signals sent to supporters of Taiwan independence could seriously damage China-U.S. relations and peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was asked by a reporter on Friday whether the U.S. would defend Taiwan if the island were attacked by China. He said he did not want to discuss imaginary situations. He added, however, "Nobody wants to see cross-strait issues come to blows, certainly not President Biden, and there's no reason that it should." Austin added that Washington remains firm about its one-state, two-systems policy on China. In Taipei, a spokesperson for President Tsai Ing-wen said the U.S. has shown its support for Taiwan through clear actions. The official added that Taiwan would show its commitment to defend itself by continuing to work with countries with similar values to make a positive contribution toward the Taiwan Strait and support peace and stability across the Asia-Pacific area. One way the U.S. has demonstrated its support for Taiwan is through military sales. State Department spokesman Ned Price said this month that American support for Taiwan is rock solid. "The U.S. has also been very clear that we are committed to deepening our ties with Taiwan," Price said. I'm Brian Lin.